You are listening to the Tell 'Em Sis podcast show with real people and real conversations where we often have raw truths. I am your host, Mykay Collier, and once again, welcome to the Tell 'Em Sis podcast show. So once again, we are back on another episode of the Tell 'Em Sis podcast show. I am super excited about today's guest. Listen, we have the one, the only, I love to just call her Lily Mae. You know why? Because I'm telling you, in the private world, in the public world, that is what she is known for, to be an amazing person. Her name carries weight. It's volume. I like to say she comes in by way of South Carolina, originally Atlanta. She is from the ATL. And listen, I want to tell you just a little bit about this amazing woman. Of course, I'm going to read her bio, but I know her in the spirit realm. And this has been so fun doing this because these are amazing women that I have met. And many of them I've never met in person, but I am finding out to know somebody in the spirit realm just makes the anticipation when you do meet them in person to be greater. Lily Mae is an award-winning PR expert and founder, listen, of the Glambitious brand. If you haven't even been a part of the Glambitious tribe, a part of the Glambitious family, then you are missing out. Listen, Lily Mae has helped entrepreneurs around the world grow their business through books, coaching, and masterclasses. And I do know about her coaching. I have taken some of her coaching. She is amazing. She's been in the business for 10 years. And one of her most exciting accomplishments is including helping a beautypreneur client reach over 500K in 6 months. Listen, I know you all are saying 500K, or if that's not a lot, I know it takes some of you all a couple of years to even make that. This year, she has released a new book, Entrepreneur's Guide to Get More Visible, and is excited to host the Glambitious Atlanta Conference, which is going to be held this August. Y'all know we're ready for the in-person encounters. Like, I cannot wait. And so that's just a little bit of who she is. I know she's a faith-filled person. She loves the Lord. She's an amazing daughter. She's an amazing sister. She is a friend. I could go on and tell you that she's been seen on Netflix. She's been seen on TMZ, Black Enterprise, NBC, Alive, and there's so many other things. But I want to tell you, because we'll get excited, if you want to connect with her, please make sure that you just go look up the glamceo.com. You're going to find out so much about her. And on all social media aspects, she is the I Am Lily Mae. So that's my formal introduction. But Lily Mae, welcome to the table of the Tell 'Em Sis show, where we have real people, real conversation, and raw truth. So please introduce yourself to the people.
Oh, yes. I am so excited to be able to chat with you. We have had so many great, you know, faith rooms, devotional chats on Clubhouse and off of Clubhouse. So I'm very excited to connect with you and your audience today.
Yes. Well, we are so excited to have you. So, you know, we started this series, right? It's The Woman, The Womb. And I know as soon as people hear this, Lily Mae, they automatically are like, oh, this is going to be about having babies, having this, having that. I like to tell them, as women, we do it all. So we are not just a woman. We are a woman with a womb. That means that we have the God-given ability to nurture. We have the God-given ability to allow production to take place, whether that is in a natural baby, whether that is in our business, our baby businesses that we produce, right? Whether it is helping other people or even in our personal lives. So when I think about, so just tell me, Lily Mae, when I sent you this and I said, first of all, thank you for saying yes, because you are a whole powerhouse, a whole busy woman, you know, on stages, platforms, and you have a phenomenal business that you do. But when I sent this to you about The Woman, The Womb, I just want to know that it's just, you know, we don't do no scripting around here. What was you thinking?
Yeah, you know, I know that anything that you create is going to be from a place of helping women birth something, whether that's birthing their spiritual gifts, whether that's birthing their purpose. So I knew that there was some connection with that purpose, with that, you know, like you said, nurturing outside of motherhood, because I'm not a mom yet. However, I have been blessed to nurture so many different people in different capacities, helping them nurture their business, helping them nurture their relationships. I've been a relationship coach to married people indirectly, right? It's like, yeah, my friends, like, stay with them, girl. You know, there's so many different ways that we nurture
Don't
people.
Don't leave them yet.
Don't leave them. It's not fun in the streets. It's not fun in the streets. And so, yeah, there's so many different ways as women that we nurture people. I love that, you know, you've really brought that to the light. Like, it's not just about childbirth, period. Like, there's so many different things that we birth outside of children. And I love that nature, that conversation you spark.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. So much what we birth out. And I think I love that, because I know for myself personally, I used to run from doing women things and different stuff like that. And that's only because of having my ear attuned to what other people said, or moving by my past pains or different things like that. But the older I get, the more mature I come into myself, I am embracing full woman. I am embracing other women. I am celebrating them. I am sharing their life story. And I'm just so excited, especially during this Women's History Month, because I've said this, like, we can talk about women's history as far as what has been made, but I also like talking about the women like yourself who are currently writing history. Whether we want to say it or not, somebody years from now is going to be talking about Lily Mae, right? Yeah, no, they will. They are going to be talking about you. So I want to ask you a couple of things, because I love introducing our guests that come to sit at the table with us on the Tell 'Em Sis Talk Show. I love saying that, the Tell 'Em Sis Talk Show podcast. I love saying that because it has so much meaning and power for me personally. But, you know, as I know, I have a lot of young women that are now starting to engage, which really makes me excited. Some of them are Gen Z, you know, and I'm like, wow, they are listening in. So it lets me know that they want to know about some of the places we have chartered upon. They want to know some of the experiences. And I think that as seasoned women, as we grow older, as we move through our mistakes, I believe that we have a responsibility to share with the younger women. And so I love just asking during this series of The Woman and the Womb, how can we help the younger ones who are embarking on territories that we've already walked on, we've already experienced, we've already had tears with, we've already had joy with? How can we help them?
Yeah, it's important that, you know, we really start to speak up about those experiences that we've had. I know a lot of times when we've had challenges or things like that, we don't want to share that with the world. We don't want to talk about those nights where we cry those tears. We don't want to talk about the loneliness or the challenges. But that is how we help other women, especially younger women, is by being transparent and really being vulnerable with what our journey has truly been. I know with social media, typically it presents a polished presentation of our journey, a very polished and curated presentation of what life is like or must be like. But it's important that we have dialogue like this, that we really go live and share with people, hey, things are not perfect. This is how I overcame XYZ. And I know for me, I used to feel like I needed to be a perfect Patty and not show some of the shadow spaces of life. But as I'm growing spiritually, I know that God brings us through those shadow places so that we can share it and tell people, hey, this is how I got through that. You are not alone. And this is how you can get through those challenges. So we have to become more vocal about some of the shadow experiences in life.
Ooh, I'm going to pause there because I like that. The shadow experiences, right? The gloomy, the over that we don't necessarily want to talk about. And I was, as soon as you started talking, this is what I heard. I said, what if the Bible never told about the shadow experiences? What if we only seen David killing Goliath, but we didn't know that he had the bear. We didn't know that he had all these other things. We didn't get a chance to know that he was rejected by his brothers, right? Or that his father didn't even think that he was the most of them. So all of these shadow experiences that we want to hide, because like you said, we want to have a presentation, we do ourselves a disservice and others who are going to read about us. In reality, people need to read about true. People need to read raw. But then, because what I love about the Bible, it just doesn't give you the shadow. It also gives you the light. Mm-hmm. You know, it also gives you the light. And so you said that we try to present perfect Patty. And I love that you brought up social media. So let's talk about that for a minute. What do you think are some of the dangers of social media? I mean, because we use it, okay, you're a PR person, right? So it's great. We need it. But so many times we put just this presentation of perfection. What would you say is the danger for those that that's all they know or all they see?
Yeah, I feel like social media can definitely be very unhealthy at times, because I don't think we were designed to consume that volume of information with other people's lives and what other people have going on. Like, I always think about, like, when my mother was my age, she didn't have that distraction. She didn't see what Susie in Africa was doing. She didn't see what, you know, JoJo in California was doing. How this person is going to Paris and traveling the world, and this person is in the best shape of their lives, and this person just had a beautiful baby, this person just had a beautiful wedding. It's so much that I think we have to be cognizant of that. And for me, it's been a challenge because, hey, I love pictures and I love, you know, beautiful photos and experiences. And so I can hop on social media for business and then just end up scrolling. And before I know it, now I feel some type of way. And I'm like, wait a minute, why? I woke up in a good mood today. Why am I feeling some type of way? And it's because I'm digesting too much of what other people have going on without the full scope of what they have going on. Just because someone posts a beautiful wedding, we don't know what they went through to get to that day. And we don't know what they're going to go through after that day. And so it's so important to stay spiritually anchored so that you can see through a spiritual lens and not just the surface of social media. So I definitely think that can be a danger if we consume too much and we don't look at it from the full scope of what really is behind these photos, you know, and
yeah,
so forth.
Yeah. No, you know, that's so good, because I was listening to the news, and I'm not going, somebody can fact check me because I don't know the specific about it, but they were saying that there are other countries that are putting time limits on like TikTok for their children. And they said, because they understand. And so I love the fact that you said, we consume too much. We ingest too much. So being a woman, ooh, this is good right here. Here it is, Lily Mae. Being a woman and being and having a womb, this is so important. So what I caught out of that, and I hope our listeners are catching this, that we have to be careful that we don't conceive everything, because our womb by nature has the ability to start producing without even realizing it. So we'll start producing a version of us that's not really what God intended. And you said to be spiritually anchored. I think that is key so much. And it's funny, because I listened to an interview, because I love podcast interviews, and I believe it was Denzel Washington. So I'll give him the credit for it today. But after that, I said a couple of times, I'm going to own it. And that is, he said that, and it's kind of what you said, we're getting too much and we're getting accelerated capacity is what I heard you say. And he kind of said that too. He said they were talking about greed. So he was saying that greed has always been there. Beauty and experiences have always been there, but never in history have we gotten it so fast. So we are in accelerated information right now. And like you said, when you are getting that much information into you so quickly, it's easy to go into overload, which leads into burnout, which leads into oppression, which leads to depression. And so if you came from an age where you didn't have any of that, you saying, girl, what's wrong with you? Why are you depressed that from looking at social media, different stuff? Because the mindset is totally different. And like you said, it's easy to go into that. I'm so glad that you brought that up. So I hope our listeners are hearing. And so I can keep talking. Is there anything you want to share else on that?
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, as it relates to the womb, you know, when you're conceiving a child, you have to watch what you eat, right? And it's the same way if you're not conceiving a child, but you're conceiving purpose, or you're developing something that God wants you to birth, like a talent, a gift, a spiritual gift, any of those things, purpose, you have to watch what you eat. And that means what you watch, what you listen to. And sometimes you might need a social media break. Like, I've been trying to figure that out myself. Like, how can I take a social media break, even though it's connected to my business, because I'm well aware that it's just not healthy to consume that volume of information. As we embark into like this new, what I feel like, you know, it's almost, people call it like a new world order, and it sounds scary, but it's somewhat of a reality. Life is changing rapidly.
Yes.
And as we get into this new world order, we're going to have to practice even more keen discernment about what we are taking into our eye gates and our ear gates, so that we can have a very clean palate to hear when it's God's voice. I realized recently that I've digested so much that sometimes I don't know if it's God's voice, the enemy, or the inner me. And then there's confusion there. And we have to like really allow ourselves to sharpen our senses by watching what we eat and not digesting so much, so that we can hear the voice of God very quickly in the season to come.
Sharpen your senses so you can be sensitive to all of the sounds that are around, so that you don't ingest the wrong sound. That Lily Mae right there just set somebody free that's listening, because you get, once again, that was a quick strategy on how can I make sure that as things are accelerating, they are rapidly moving, and yes, I'm in it and I'm a part of it, but I don't allow it to consume me to the fact or to the place where I can no longer discern if it's God or not, which is a good trick of the enemy, because that's always, I mean, we can go all the way back to the Garden of Eden. That's always been the plan, is to desensitize, discombobulate the information that came from kingdom, from God, so that now the other voices that you hear will become more dominant than his. You can eat of the apple from the tree. Surely God didn't say that, right? It's diluted. It may sound like a truth, but it's not coming from the truth. Oh, yo, you better come on right there, Lily Mae.
Listen, our conversations, like, I feel like we could go on forever, because I feel like my spirit man starts leaping anytime I hear your voice, and I get so many downloads. Like, Pastor Micah, you are just the truth. Like, the way you could take something I say and make it sound 100 times better, and then I'm like, yes, that. But, you know, it's so keen, because I was in a faith room recently, and a man was like, you know, some people think, oh, the enemy wants us to, you know, pay attention to him. And he said, really, the enemy just doesn't want you to pay attention to God. So long as you're not paying attention to God, you know, that's what the enemy wants. He's not necessarily even wanting you to be looking at him. Just don't look at God. And how does that work? Through distractions. And he uses people that are close to us, social media, the news, the radio, distraction, distraction, distraction. Because why? It's taking our eye off of God. So even if it's social media, I'm not going to say social media is the devil. I'm just going to say it's taking your eyes off of God. You could have a partner, a romantic partner, that's taking your eyes off of God, family, friends, work. And it's just so much importance in being aware of that, so that you can be like, hold on. Like you said, everything's moving fast, but let me carve out my time where it's just me and God daily, so that I could clear, you know, that channel and make sure I'm hearing from him no matter what is going on around me.
That's so funny, because I know for me personally, my distraction, because being pastors, my phone will ring 50 times, seemed like, before 11 o'clock. Before I got on this, you know, talking with you, my phone rung like a zillion times, a zillion texts, a zillion information download. And I literally was like, I mean, and I always take my first thing in the morning, but, you know, I call it coffee time with God, but I'm starting to feel like, I need to carve that out just a little bit more, you know. And my daughter, who's 24, they'll hear me talk about her a lot. She was like, use your Use the technology to help you. Put it on do not disturb. Yeah. Put it on those things. Don't put it on the do not disturb where you still see it come through. Put it where it does not come through at all, because it'll be on do not disturb, but we still peeking, we still looking, we still answering. And so you have to, you know, if we're going to use this technology, because we have to, it's a part of everything. And what we don't have to, let me say that, because somebody's saying, well, I don't have to use it. You know how people are. But I'm just saying, I'm going to use it. I enjoy technology. I like technology. I use it for business. I use it to disseminate the word of God beyond where I could ever reach. But I also know we need to use all of the things that come along with it, right? So it's able to help us. Listen, you're going to lead me into my second question, and I know part of we may have answered it, but one thing I know for sure too, just from knowing you spiritually, you are an amazing daughter. I know you have a great relationship with your mom, your sister. I mean, you are a mentor. You a whole businesswoman. When I tell y'all, she is a public relations guru. She has marketing on lock. I mean, I'll just go over to Glam CEO just to get me some inspiration. I was like, when Lily May create that? My God, I was like, she creating something else. I was like, she's just so amazing how she just comes up with stuff. But I wanted to ask you, Lily Mae, for our listeners, how do you take care of you while taking care of so many and juggling and balancing so many things? How do you take care of you, Lily Mae?
That's a great question. And it's so funny because today I literally wrote down things that brought me joy. And that was a way of me taking care of me, of reminding myself of what brings me joy. You know, because sometimes I think just the little things that bring us joy, when things get hectic in life, you can forget about those things. And so I wrote down, like, what brings me joy? Traveling. What brings me joy? Shopping for, you know, a gown for a gala on Sunday. Going to a social event, dinner experience. And so I really try to incorporate things that bring me joy to take care of me, for sure. And I always incorporate, you know, or tell people, plan things that you can look forward to, because it's so easy to get consumed with work, especially I can only imagine if you're a mother and a wife, because I'm not there yet. I can only imagine how much is on your plate then, but still, like, plan things into your month that are going to bring you joy in advance. Like, just recently, there's a show called Abbott Elementary that's really popular. And the principal, she came to Charlotte and did a comedy set. Well, I bought that ticket like a month ago because I'm planning joy in advance so that when it comes, I have something to look forward to. And I think that's one of the main ways I take care of me. Obviously, I'm a woman of faith. So leading devotional rooms, prayer, Bible, all of that, of course. Then, of course, just the basic self-care things like a monthly massage that is definitely pre-scheduled so that I can look forward to that. And things to take care of my mental health, like a therapist. So, you know, I'm about all things care, spiritual care, physical care, self-care. And I try to just make sure those things are scheduled into my month to take care of.
I love that. Out of everything you said, for some reason, advance anticipation stuck out to me, because many people are poor planners. And so what I'm hearing is, we are poor planners when it comes time to production, or for business, for ministry, different things, but we're also poor planners about ourselves. And so what we'll do is we'll do something for ourselves, but it's last minute. It is a throw in there because I need it. But when you said, and it hit my old glory, when you said, plan it, because the anticipation, and let's just talk, that's like a woman that finds out that she is pregnant, she don't have no signs of it or anything. It's the anticipation that heightens everything else. And so if we could take that same thing as a woman who has a womb, that finding out what brings you joy and then planning for those things, because they always say, the journey is just as important as the destination. So what I heard you say is that when you plan it, that you get to bring yourself joy, not just when you get there, but on all of the things you are anticipating before you arrive.
Yes.
My God, I love that. I love that.
Yes, that's important for me because my baseline is joy. And as you know, I've had a very challenging past 3 years, and I'm sure most people did. But, you know, my baseline is joy, is happiness, is, you know, energy, is fun, is singing to the phone, you know, just doing those things. And so I have to schedule those things in advance to make sure that, you know, I get those moments of joy no matter what the season looks like. And I encourage everybody to do the same.
Are you going to sing us something?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Y'all, Lily Mae can sing. Don't let her fool y'all. Y'all need to go look at some of Lily Mae's TikToks. Go to her social media. Yes, she is a marketing. She's a strategist. She does all of that stuff. But she's just like me. She loves to just bust out with a song. She like old school, some old school R&B, rap, different things. And I'm saying that because so many times when we move into the faith realm, I do know where we get this from. We think that we can't laugh. We think we can't, we get stuck in old religious mindset. And we forget that Jesus Christ is love, that a merry heart is good like a medicine. Like we will skip over all of those scriptures, you know what I'm saying? And we'll forget that David danced. And so everybody will say, oh, no, that means just the dance in the church. No, the greatest movement of God right now is not even in ministry, in a four walls. You know what I mean? It's in the marketplace. It's in small places like this. It's in podcasts for somebody to download it. God does not have to be consumed to our little box. He's God.
Right.
He is God. So no, I was just in case you had wanted to just bust out with a song. I was ready, Lily Mae. I was ready. So listen, I have this saying that I say, and I always say that I'm a graduate of MT school. My mistakes have taught me and my tears have trained me. One thing I know is that life has been lessons in everything. Like, I don't like to go through something and I have not learned something. And I want you to just, and I know we have many lessons, but I want you to think of a lesson that you have learned from that you can share with our listeners that might help them. Just, I mean, one lesson. There's, like I said, listen, if y'all listening in, trust me, you can ask any of my people that come on my podcast. We don't do no pre-scripted or any of that thing. This is just real conversation, real people, because we respect you for who you are. But any lesson that you have learned that you could share with our listeners?
Yeah, I would say, there's so many. I'm like scrolling through the lesson log, like, well, which one do I pick? Which one? You know, the one that I guess is kind of in real time that I'm like processing right now is just the lesson of, you know, seeking happiness or love outside of yourself and God. And I know that oftentimes, we have this promise that we're believing God for. And the reason that we're so excited about the promise is because we believe that when we have this thing, whatever it is, that life is going to be better. I'm going to be happier. Things are going to be better. And so I'm learning that, you know, a large part of life, it's like the middle seasons. It's the gray areas. It's not always, we're not always, you know, at the promised land. And so it's like in those moments, where does your love and joy and happiness come from? And so just learning, and I feel like I'm saying a whole bunch of lessons.
That's okay. Somebody's going to pick it up. You're okay.
It's real time processing.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, how can you really learn to be happy and joyous with you, period? Mm-hmm. Not with you and the money, not with you and the man or the woman, not with you at the height of your career, but just with you. And so I think, you know, if you can really, really, and it boils down to really knowing your identity through God. I think if we can really tap into our identity, like what God says about us, how God feels about us, or even say, you know what, God, help me to see myself as you see me.
Yes.
If we could see ourselves in the fullness of which God sees us, I think we would have more peace as we are. You know, we'll have more joy just the way things are without the promise. Until the promise gets there, we could still be joyous. We could still be filled and fulfilled in life without, you know, coveting the promise or without feeling like we need more to be happy or whole. And so it ultimately boils down to like self-love. And I used to hate hearing people talk about, oh, if you're single, focus on your self-love. That is one thing I just hate hearing people say, because mm-hmm. it's like, it doesn't matter what your relationship status is. Self-love is like a inside job with you and God. And that's, you know, irrelevant to your relationship status.
Listen, you need to say that again, because it's a lot of married people that need self-love. It's a lot of widow people. And you're right. Yay. It has nothing to do with that. I will tell you this, that lesson that you say you have learned, that comes from being in the middle place, right? Mm-hmm. And you gave, that is a key lesson that if learned early will eliminate a lot of heartache.
Yes.
A lot of dysfunction, especially in relationships. Especially in relationships, because that lesson keeps us from trying to show up and be somebody else or be to people what we don't know how to be, because we haven't even figured out the fullness of who we are. Mm-hmm. That madam is powerful, and it is a lesson that I think many of us need to make sure that we hone, you know, that we hone in on, that we hone in on. And it's funny, because I just did a post, Lily Mae, about don't let your pain birth. And I was talking about Sarah and Hagar, and because Sarah couldn't see the promise, she allowed her pain to now try and birth promise, because she told her husband, go conceive with Hagar. But God promised you. You don't see it yet. It hasn't arrived yet. But that space and time needed to be filled with so much more than you trying to manipulate the time frame for the promise, as if God's not going to do it. And so what happens is we start producing from pain instead of moving through the journey, figuring out the middle place, going back, seeing what God said, so we can begin to see what he has already spoken, and allow pain to be what it is, an emotion, a time frame, from something, but it's never given to us to be a derivative. It's never given for us to be a driver in our life.
So good. So good. I saw that when you posted that too, and that ministered to me so much, because I feel like so often we are guilty of producing from that place of pain and trying to hurry the timeline, and it just only adds to the frustration. It only adds, you know, it makes it worse versus, you know, really trusting God and trusting his timing and literally working on ourselves in the between time. And, you know, the whole identity, self-love piece, it not only shows up in making relationships difficult, but it shows up in other areas of our life too. As entrepreneurs, it shows up as imposter syndrome. As entrepreneurs, it shows up in not knowing your worth and how much you should charge people, or feeling a sense of rejection just because someone doesn't want to do business with you. Or, ooh, I had a whole revelation about the orphan spirit, but I don't want to take us too far off base. Close that revelation. Anyway, let's stay focused. But yes, you know, that really spills over into other areas of life, our friendships, our family connections, business, professional. And so really like learning to be happy with yourself, having inner confidence because of your identity through God is the key to thriving in any season.
You know what? I'm going to grab that. Through Christ by faith. That has been like all we've been teaching on in our ministry the last, but I need people to catch that. Through Christ. Like, we want to do everything through man, through the situation, through the pain, but it's through Christ. And you're saying, how do I do it through Christ? I'm listening to you all ladies, and y'all seem like y'all got it going on and this and that. No, I need you to hear the real truth that we're saying. We're saying that we don't always get it right. We understand we are women. We understand that we are wombs. We understand there are times where perfection tries to get in the way. We understand that our pain sometimes starts being, the birthing process instead of the promise. We understand that sometimes we're impatient waiting on the promise, but with all of that, we pause, we recalibrate, we realign, we disconnect if we have to, and we make sure we reconnect to the foundation, which is who Christ is, who he says we are, and that we move in that. Mm-hmm. That we move in that. So Lily Mae, listen, you sparked something when you said the orphan spirit. I was like, okay, you don't push yourself to have to come back.
I know. But what I was just thinking about what you just said, I'm so glad you said that, because I know for me years ago, I would have been like, okay, through Christ by faith, what does that mean? And I'm so glad that you articulated that it means, you know, using where you are to redirect you back to God. Like, feelings are a GPS, a God positioning system. So that pain should redirect you to God. That feeling of rejection, redirect you to God. That uncertainty, that low self-esteem, all yes. of those things should redirect you to God. And that is the process that we're talking about. You know, when you say through Christ by faith, is constantly recalibrating and really, you know, having the awareness to recognize, like, wait a minute, you know, I'm feeling this anxiety. This is not of God. So let me go back to him and see how we can get to from anxiety to peace. How can we get from rejection to acceptance? How can we get from low self-esteem to high confidence? Let me go back to God so he can get me there. So
I'm glad you said that. Yeah. I'm just a visual person. So I was thinking about, you know, with the GPS, when you have it in your car, right? And you turn off, what does it say? Recalibrating. And it'll keep spinning and spinning and spinning until you get in the right direction, mm-hmm. according to the destination that you say you want to go. Oh, Lily Mae, you didn't just...
I feel like we miss you. I miss you.
If you all don't know, I met Lily Mae in club. Well, I didn't meet her in Clubhouse. I met her in Atlanta at KBN conference. And then we just started talking, and she's so nice. She invited me to just speak in her Glambitious room. And it was a faith devotion every single day. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were showing up, and, mm-hmm. you know, we've kind of all moved in different directions. But when I tell y'all that time, that space, that moment, it was so needed. It was so good. It is still needed. It is still needed. And so, I'm just excited. You got me over here like, ooh, I love this. I tell you, I don't know why, Lily Mae, but I'm loving. I always wanted my own talk show. I always mm-hmm. wanted to do television and have my little sofa on my stuff. So you see my sofa behind me. I got my little setup, but it has been just wonderful having you here. And I love it. I have a question to ask you in reference to public relations, because I love talking about your business, and this a tie-in, and then we'll get off. Not that I want to, but okay. But so we talked about social media, all the different stuff. So how do you, so as being a public relations specialist, how does a person publicly put themselves out there without getting caught up in all of the stuff? I mean, is there a mindset with that? You know, do you, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, it all boils down to being spiritually anchored, which I mentioned earlier. I think when you're spiritually anchored, then you'll be able to handle the attention. Then you'll be able to show up confidently, because that's also a part of public relations, is showing up in, you know, public spaces and speaking and, you know, really putting yourself out there. And so you definitely have to have the confidence to do it and know that God has given you a particular gift and he needs you to, you know, share it. He needs you to speak. Mm. He needs you to be seen. But then also being spiritually anchored, so that, you know, the opportunities don't run you. They just accelerate, you know, what God is asking you to do. Because some people can allow the visibility, the attention, the, you know, the acceleration to run them, to become exhausting, or to change their temperament, or, you know, so many different ways that attention can affect a person, too much attention. But being spiritually anchored, I think, helps you have a mindset to know what opportunities are good for you, what opportunities are not, when to speak up, when to not participate, and just, you know, really partner with God in the process of your business, of your visibility. You know, I think that's one of the things that Kingdom Business Network has taught me most, is that, you know, our relationship with God is not like one dimensional where it's just about our spirit. No, it's also about our business. It's also about our personal relationships. Like, you can invite God into all of it and flow with him through it all. So that would be,
that you articulated that so, so well. And I hope somebody caught that, you said the confidence and being able to really basically handle the attention, handle the visibility, because everybody can't handle it. And in order to handle it and not allow it to handle you, you have to be spiritually grounded. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all have enjoyed this, because I am full. I am excited, and I cannot wait to hear you all's just your feedback on how this series has been blessing you. Lily Mae, is there anything else that you want to tell our listeners? Can you please let them know how they can get in touch with you? I know I said it earlier, but I don't want to miss, in case somebody wants to reach out, work with you, please share that information.
Sure. Thank you so much. Visit my website, theglamceo.com. And there I have different resources to help women entrepreneurs. And you can join my email list, where I send out grant and funding opportunities every month that'll help you get the funding you need for your business as well. And then you can follow me on Instagram at IAM Lily Mae. And my closing thought to the listeners is just to give yourself grace. Give yourself grace in this process and in this journey of life. You know, allow yourself to recalibrate as needed. You know, give yourself grace to cry when you need to cry, to laugh when you need to laugh. And just remember that we are on a journey, and just give yourself grace for the journey.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Lily Mae. And I will see you. I'm looking at those dates for August. Yes. So I really, really want to get to engage with you in person. So don't forget, if you have not subscribed to the Tell 'Em Sis podcast show, please go and subscribe. And thank you to all of our new subscribers. I think we got like 45 new subscribers over on Spotify. And you all are listening in on Apple, Amazon Music. And again, I'm so excited. Share this out with somebody. And we look forward to you until we have our next episode. God bless you, Lily Mae.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of the Tell 'Em Sis podcast show. If you have not subscribed, please do so now. We would love to have you to be a part of the Tell 'Em Sis fam. Thank you so much once again for listening.